Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, my friends, to a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming at you live from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida, for the next couple of hours. All over planet Earth, Party Central here, we've gone back in time, literally like somewhere in time, and it's an interesting day to do this, with the emotions running high still from the Newtown, Connecticut massacre at the elementary school. And I've stepped back in time here to 1887 or so, and wondered if this was something that was feasible or even possible or would happen back in an earlier time. Now, I'm running blind today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That is, I don't have internet access, although I've got links up to the network so you can hear me loud and clear. But if you'd like to be part of the show today, I'm going to give you a phone number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Why am I here at the Lakeside Inn? They had their first Mount Dora Marathon, great athletic event. And it's there are celebrations that go on around the world despite tragedies that happen in any given area. A tragedy so large that President Obama had decided to put all the federal buildings at half staff because of what happened in Connecticut. Now, the media is not doing its job of really getting to the heart of the cause of these mass shootings. We're going to do that in the next couple of hours with your help if you'd like to be part of the show. The notes are available at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. And as you know here, we do not have a pharmaceutical agenda. In fact, just the opposite. We have an agenda, if there is, to detoxify you from the things that are altering your physiology negatively, that are altering your mind, your emotions, through chemicals that are approved by the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA. And there's no doubt in my mind where we're going to go with the subject today. But I will say my heart aches, absolutely aches, as a parent for those that have lost their children, their family members, in this tragedy. How could we even fathom something like this? As a father, I have a son who's about to be 13. I have a daughter who is 7, who was in the age range of those in this Newtown, Connecticut elementary school. And I cannot imagine the horror, the sensation, the feeling, the outright just loss, abject loss. I mean, how do you put it into words? Can imagine losing my daughter in a situation or circumstance like this, and the tears well up, the anger wells up, all of the emotions simultaneously. It is almost, if it's not, it's overwhelming. And on the website at robertscottbell.com, you'll see there is a photograph of a woman who appears to be in great distress, mourning. And the homeopathic remedy I must mention for this kind of tragedy, for mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, is Ignatia, or Ignatia, depending on where you're from, the Latin name, Ignatia. Now, initially here, we want to talk about, of course, the raw human emotions of the experience and recognize the brutality, the devastation. But we're not going to spend all of the time here today on that. I just have to acknowledge, I have to vent myself as a dad, the horror of it all. But I will say that there are remedies, natural medicines out there that will not require you to resort to toxic, mind-altering, psychotropic chemicals that can remove inhibitions that would stop you from doing things that normal humans, if I can call them that, would never, ever, ever resort to doing. How is it that someone they are now claiming may have had a troubled childhood, may have been vaccine damaged, may have been a high-functioning Asperger's case, may have been bullied, may have been a loner? How many ways are they going to paint this to try and make sense out of something that is senseless in terms of the activity, the human action that has occurred here. How can we make sense of it? And I don't know, except unless we're willing to look hard and deep at our culture. And I don't mean a culture of violence or a culture of guns. I'm talking something far worse that has transpired over the last 100 years here in America. We have become, what, increasingly violent and desensitized? Is that arguable? Maybe not. But will the old media go where we're going to go today? And as I said, I invite you to call in today. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791 to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show if you need to let loose on something. It would be understandable. Just keep your language within FCC guidelines. They'd like us to believe that guns are the cause of the disaster. We'll talk about that. I believe the truth is radically different than as it's being portrayed by the old mainstream media. And this is an important thing to discuss, even in the midst of the raw emotions that are still flowing out, rightfully so, among any of those impacted and affected by this. And as we know, too, on the big scale of things, 20 to 26 people out of 6 billion, not a lot, but when that person is someone that you love and hold dear, it's the world to you. It's the world to you. And a big question today is, how do we prevent this from happening ever again? And my perspective, granted, will be much different than what you're going to hear on ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, Fox News, and MSNBC, as it should be. Because there are agendas in those media outlets that are not going, they're not allowed, in fact, to go to the heart of the cause of something like this, such a tragedy, as the elementary school in Connecticut and what happened there. If you have a perspective on it, again, we'll be able to open the phone lines up today for you, 800-259-5791. Some of my perspectives are out there. John Rappaport has written a few excellent articles. You can see them published at robertscottbell.com. I have them linked up in the show notes on my Facebook page as well as tweeted out. You can see those right now, including the images I said. If you know anybody in mourning, if you know anybody in a great state of sadness, rather than resorting to the drugs that may have precipitated this violence, look to homeopathic medicine. Look to good companies like King Bio, who have remedies that are completely non-toxic and that can be extraordinarily helpful in times like this. Nothing can take away the loss. That's not what I'm saying. But to take the edge off the intensity of losing a loved one, losing a child. No parent should lose a child, ever. Ignatia, I-G-N-A-T-I-A, or there are mourning remedies that are available in health food stores around the nation or on the web, or kingbio.com, and they're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. You think about this, an elementary school, a gunman comes in. They said that the mom worked there, but then there's argument that the mom may not have worked there. How does he get in there? How does he get in there? Why is there not some form of defense? If you're sending your children are helpless in situations like that. If you're sending them in to a school like this, do you expect more? Should we expect more? Can we expect more? And what can we do? Is the solution to disarm all Americans, or is it the opposite? And in a school like that, can we do better? We must, of course we must. Questions like, can we send our children to school at all? Must we now go back into smaller communities where we know one another, where we actually have direct links to the people in the community, and where strangers are looked upon with suspicion? Because who knows what is their agenda? What is their motive? Now, that's a big question today, a motive. How can you possibly ascribe a motive to a man that takes a gun and goes into an elementary school and kills children? How can you find a motive? This is perhaps the most difficult thing to consider. Because when you see a criminal robbing a bank or murdering and killing in the process of committing a crime, would you say his motive was to rob a bank and get away? What was a motive to go into a school and do this? Is there something else that removes motive, that there may in fact have been no motive? And if that's the case, what does that mean, and how do we assess crimes moving forward like this against any human, child as well, especially children? And that is indeed where we're going to have to spend some serious time today discussing. As I said, if there's any level of insensitivity here, it's the insensitivity that I feel the media portrays and puts out there in ignoring the fact that 784,000 Americans die every year, unheralded, undiscussed, not covered by the media. And they're killed not by gunmen, not by gun violence, violence that's a man with a gun. No, but they're killed by FDA-approved medicines. How many of these school shootings, we're going to get into that, play themselves out by boys, kids, teenagers, much less adults, that may have been under the influence of that which is condoned, endorsed, prescribed by government and government-sanctioned and licensed physicians, psychiatrists? And what role does that play in perhaps more tragedies in the future unless we reverse course and begin to recognize cause and effect, where the media is going to dissuade you from recognizing cause and effect except to say he was mad, he was insane, and then all you have to go by is wonder if the next person coming around the corner is as mad or as insane as this person may have been, or was it something else? Was he altered? Was his mind altered by government-sanctioned, synthetic, patented, pharmaceutical, psychiatric medicines, SSRIs, psychotropic drugs? We're going to see what we can do to get to the bottom of that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The United States of Health Talk Radio is broadcasting live from the Lakeside Inn in beautiful Mount Dora, Florida. We step back in time as well when you step onto the grounds here. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. We'll get more to that. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Check it out online at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness.
Robert.
Call now, 866-229-0927.
Yep,
that's
fine.
866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's from Wisconsin.
Weakened
Johnson,
by GMOs,
stressed
out about money,
and
blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA,
right,
that scientists
I
call junk,
have another call
is actually
coming in.
Packed
I'll get you his
with
info,
millions of gene switches that play
I'll
a critical role
make sure
in controlling
you can hear.
How my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's James from Michigan.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio.
Yep.
You're listening to The Wrong
All right, here
show.
We go.
This is The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the aftermath of the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. We are going to cover that, even though we're in a beautiful locale here. If you ever get down to Mount Dora, out 45 minutes outside of Orlando, beautiful lakeside, and it's like stepping back in time, like the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour all those years ago. You step onto the grounds, and you're taken to a more innocent age, perhaps, a place where a lot of people long to be. Long to be, as we're broadcasting nationwide from Mount Dora, the oldest continuously operating hotel in the state of Florida. Fascinating, beautiful place. Hopefully we'll hear from Jim Gunderson, the owner here at the Lakeside Inn. But the subject today is very serious. Yeah, it is another shooting, a devastating shooting, if there ever was one, when a shooter targets children. And the question is, can we make sense of it? No, there's no way to make sense of it, unless, however, we acknowledge the lineage, the history of school shootings in America. Back from Columbine and even before and ever since then, pretty much every shooter has been on some form of psychiatric medication, from Ritalin to Prozac to Paxil to Zoloft to antipsychotics to psychotropic medications. It used to be that the street drugs were the things we were all worried about. Now we must concern ourselves with the medicines that are approved by the Fear and Death Administration, the Food and Drug Administration. Because this man clearly was not of a sound mind. And in my humble opinion, there was no motive. There can be no motive ascribed to something like this, except that he was out of his mind. As the drugs are known to do, even in the peer-reviewed journals, these medicines are literally taking people away from their ability to limit their behavior. The governor on behavior, if you're suicidal or homicidal, it completely removes the obstacle to letting loose altogether. We're going to talk more about that, but we do have some calls coming in at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. RobertScottBell.com. Check out all the links, read up on it, and then give me a call. We do have a call from Monty up in Wisconsin. Monty, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida today. Monty, welcome.
Yes, 9:40 a.m. Shell Lake, Wisconsin.
All right, 9:40 a.m. We love you up there. Thank you for being with us.
Yes. Adults, parents, ought to do the most strategic thing they can. Plan for smaller class sizes. Make use of vouchers, parochial schools, neighborhoods. A military operation would encourage you to minimize your large group participations. I think this is a good time to push for vouchers.
Monty, I appreciate your insight there, and I think you're spot on, and this is kind of where I was going with the size of these schools does have an impact. The more you remove from the local community, the local participation involvement of parents and people that know one another, the more likely this can happen.
Absolutely. And I'll hang up and listen to your radio program.
All right, Monty, thanks for listening up there in Wisconsin. We appreciate you up on 9:40 a.m. The United States of Health Talk Radio is on every Sunday afternoon. And in addition, 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. You can get the links up, and you can log in for free. Sign up at iTunes.com for the stream of this show through Genesis Communications Network if you miss it, and my 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. You never have to miss it. Free downloads available for everyone. Small class size. Of course, it becomes the question of, do we entrust the government to protect our children in these government schools? Or do we go back to a time when we schooled as communities, as neighborhoods, as churches, synagogues, mosques, whatever, to bring it back down to that level? Can we rely upon the government, which seemingly would like to disarm us? James in Michigan is on the line listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. James, you're on live with Robert Scott Bell. James, welcome. James, are you still there?
He seems to be away from his phone.
Okay. He might have dropped his phone. All right. Let me know if he comes back. We'll get to it. The number 800-259-5791. I don't usually open the phones this early in the show, but because of the nature of the incident that happened in Newtown, Connecticut, I do want to hear from you, your perspectives. I'm going to continue with mine, and I've written some of them down at robertscottbell.com. But the common denominator in all of these school shootings, going back to Columbine and beyond, psychotropic drugs, SSRI medications, different things that remove the inhibition. Yes, it's true. There are people that are troubled emotionally, mentally, and so many levels. And this is a spiritual crisis. Absolutely, it's a spiritual crisis. But do we look now, as the government is seeming to indicate and as the old media is seeming to want to say, the reason that this happened is because guns are so freely available for everyone. And I've been spending a lot of time at my son's school and my daughter's school. We participate a lot. And we spent a lot of time in the last couple of months, in fact, discussing the Holocaust. What happened in Nazi Germany, the precipitating events that led to the Holocaust. And it was an economic disaster that precipitated the rise of what some would call a madman to take advantage of the weakened economic state where people were looking for some strong leader to take care of them, to take them out of their emotional angst, their doldrums, their fear, their lack of self-worth. And this is what is precipitating perhaps some of this removal. Removal from the source of all sources. And drugs remove you from the source of all sources in this case. Now, I do hear from some of you out there that say, oh my gosh, if it weren't for the psychiatric medicines, I wouldn't be around. I wouldn't be functioning. And I'm not going to argue. I know. I have family members that have utilized them. But is really this the only resort? And I ask you, is this the way you've gone as a first, second, or even third resort? Because when people tell me, well, I tried the drugs because nothing else worked, I got to ask you, did you go to a doctor or a naturopath or a homeopath? Did you detoxify your body from heavy metals? Did you undo the damage that was caused by antibiotics that disrupt the gut ecology that also express differently your body's ability to produce brain chemicals that are necessary for normal functioning? What have you done really? Did you make sure that you have all the vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats in a body that is devoid of those things because you have grown up on what? Food devoid of those vitamins, minerals, trace minerals. You go back, you read the Bible. They talked about food. They may have called it kashrut or kosher, but it was not genetically modified. It was not laden with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, GMOs. Plastifiers that mimic estrogen and other hormone or endocrine compounds, causing all kinds of normal, functional, physiological, and emotional disruption. Will there be any focal point in the media as we look back at this tragedy in Connecticut? Will there be any look back honestly, with integrity, to say, what was the nutritional basis of this guy being the way he was? Was he on drugs? Who was his psychiatrist? No, they're not going to look there because it destroys the meme, the necessity, the monopoly to medicate everybody and to completely take you away from the reality that food matters. And that food that doesn't contain vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals is setting the stage for disaster. It could be physiological in terms of cancer. It could be physiological in terms of other ailments. But even more disastrous, as we see in Connecticut, it could be that the age of vaccine damage and how it's playing out violently in our culture. Harris Coulter wrote an important book about this, The Violence Against Children by Medicine. And now it may be manifesting as these children reach the age of majority in adulthood. This man was 20? He was part of what happened after 1991. What happened in 1991 to change things? When we come back from this break, I will share that with you right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 800-259-5791. Give me a call back after this.
Are you tired of searching for radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, answer, I think he just has a horrible connection.
George Washington said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire.
He's called
a dangerous servant and fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your
retirement.
Linda
from
gold
Minnesota.
Gold is outperforming paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No, he was.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
Anyway, he was very
clear. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video at MySafeDoor.com. You'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Belson.
Scott Belson.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special edition, special hour, holidays happening, the Labor Day weekend, but we have got healing that just keeps on giving, no matter when it is. And healing stories are so profound, so powerful, because there have been people that have gone through things that the rest of the world or the medical profession would say, you can't heal from that, right? How many times will a doc say, well, you're incurable? Oh, no way. or they just give up on you. Well, I work with people that don't give up on you, never give up on you. My friend Judy Irwin does that, and she is amazing. She's got the BCX Ultra you've been hearing about, and this is the Rife machine that I'm utilizing and absolutely loving. I've got my wife on it every day working on some things. We'll give you some updates on that. But we wanted to share some healing stories with you today. And Judy, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Judy, it's great to have you on board. You said that there was somebody that you've worked with that would be willing to share a pretty serious story. I understand dealing with something as wicked as sarcoidosis, which is so debilitating. And modern medicine is loath to even address it. They don't do well with this. And oftentimes they'll just tell you, you've got a one-way road or one-way ticket, you know, and it's not good. And so why is it that you're not intimidated when somebody says, hey, I got this, can you help me?
Well, it's because so often that's the problem. The medicine sees only one avenue, and there are many ways to help support the body and help reorganize the patterns that have set up the disease. And so the frequencies are really powerful with that, and of course that's one of my main focuses. But I also try to teach people other things that can help with their, so they can change the disease process. You know, medicine only seems to have one answer.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. I came out of that. Listen, I had some dramatic, and I'm writing my book, and I'm reviewing stories of my own history, just reminded of these things. And I was introduced, my dear Aunt Ruthie, I'm writing the story about how she helped heal my knees when I was a kid with tendonitis through, because she was like a lay on a hands faith healer. She had a dramatic accident and nearly killed her. She lost vision in her eye, but she came back and she found she had the power to lay her hands on and heal. So I was open to energy medicine even before I knew what that was. And looking at, of course, learning about Royal Raymond Rife and the Rife frequency, why I was able to embrace it, of course, as a homeopath now, energy is everything. So we're with you. We're aligned here. But to say somebody can get help via energy with sarcoidosis, I know it's true. You know it's true. But it's still shocking for people to hear.
Well, it is. It's just hard for people to believe because they get these death sentences from these supposed experts. And I'm always telling people there's always hope. There's always the way to change the process.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Absolutely. And you have gotten a hold of Beverly. Is her name Beverly? Are you here with us?
Yes. Hi, this is Beverly.
Beverly, thank you so much for coming on board. And what you've gone through, and we talked briefly before we went on the air here, I'm just, like I said, it hurt. The pain that I feel for anybody that's gone through sarcoidosis, it is, you can describe it, but tell me exactly, how did you find out you had this situation? What were you feeling? What were you sensing? What were the doctors telling you?
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott. In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Breaking news out of New Mexico. Don't you wish Gary Johnson was still governor of New Mexico? They'd be doing much better than they are today.
All right.
But New Mexico is altering its child vaccination waiver form.
You know, Are they making one?
Hey guys, Robert Scott Bell Show back live. Apologize for that. As a remote broadcast is wont to do from times, trying to knock us off the air with information perhaps that's too hot for the mainstream media to cover. And, of course, we're heard nationwide through Genesis Communications on many affiliates and around the world through the Internet stream. Those of you listening through TalkStream Live, clicking into the GCN stream, we appreciate you. And those of you listening after the fact, there are no cheap seats here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No nosebleed seats.
Still here.
Okay, and we do have calls on the line still. My apologies, like I said, bear with us on a live remote like this from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. We've gone back into 1887. They didn't have internet back then, so we didn't have a good signal at all. But we're back with you. And, of course, the number 800-259-5791. I was going to go into what happened in 1991 when we got knocked off. I will go to that in a moment, but James has been holding on patiently. If he's at the side of the road, James, I want to give you your opportunity to talk here. We're covering the Connecticut tragedy, trying to put some, if not sense into it, some reality to it that the old media is not going to do. James, are you there?
Yes, sir.
James, thanks for holding on there. What's your comment or question?
I just wanted to comment on, I was listening to your show, and I'm terribly intrigued by it. It seems like a very interesting show. I'm a first-time listener. I just turned it out on my way home from work. But I'm pretty concerned with the media and the way the media is constantly portraying this time of violence and this time of evilness, and that's nowhere near sensible. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back 100 years from now, we were a much more violent nation 100 years ago than we are today, and it doesn't make sense for the media to keep portraying us as these violent, animalistic creatures when we're far more pacifist now than we've ever been in history. You think about gladiators and all these different atrocities, whippings of slaves and horrible things that took place right in the middle of town, compared to then, we're much more passive now. I just think we as a nation need to stand up to the media and realize that what they tell us isn't always the truth.
James, that's a very good point. There's a consciousness about this that I agree is different than in earlier times, although I don't know if we're going to, let's say, blame here the what we call the tool of violence, right? Because anything could be utilized that way. But throughout history, there's no question there's been as much or perhaps even more overt violence. As I said, I talked to my kids' class, middle school class, about the Holocaust, the things that led it on. There have been genocides throughout history, genocides. And, of course, the thing that precipitates any genocide, of all the things, is the disarming of the population. And I'm going to get into that, James. And I do so much appreciate your call. You're right. The mainstream media is portraying it in a very simplistic fashion to say we're more violent than ever. They're trying to portray the American people as the most violent culture on the planet because why? We love guns. Well, it's built into our former system of government, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, of course, they're utilizing this as a horrific excuse to say we need to ban them. But imagine if there was one armed guard there that knew how to use a gun, could have taken this guy out immediately.
That's right. And one more comment, Robert, before I let you go. But in Mexico, they have banned guns entirely. The gun laws are some of the strictest in the world in Mexico. And there are murders taking place in Juarez every 10 minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. And they've banned these guns. They've said they are not allowed out in the public, but there are murders taking place literally you could almost set a clock by them. So,
right.
So go ahead. Use that. Take away our guns, but use Juarez as an example. Because when you take away guns from the good guys, the bad guys are the ones left with them.
Correct, James.
So
and appreciate
you very much for your spare time.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you for your call, James, up there in Michigan. And he's right. In Mexico, where they banned the guns, who has them? The cartels, the drug cartels, the gangsters, and the government, which by and large can be called the ultimate form of gangsterism, as we evidence the World War II. We evidenced, even the former Soviet Union. We evidenced Mussolini. All of these governments, led by different men who claimed to promise better things for their people, disarmed them, and utilized all the arms of government against the people. And so this is a very important discussion to have here on the show today, and we're going to be doing it all day. We got a call, but I don't have time to take it before the break. Linda, Minnesota, hang in there. We'll get to this. But this is the day to call in, 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show is broadcasting live, God willing, all the way through from now forward at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. They had a wonderful event here. In the midst of other tragedies around the planet and those that occur all the time, much less the most devastating one we've ever heard of in terms of child shootings at a school in Newtown, Connecticut. We're going to get to some more of the bizarre aspects of that story. I want to get back to tell you what happened in 1991 to precipitate what I believe this guy did and how. After this break, check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. The United States of Health Talk Radio continues as the world of Health Talk Radio, Monday through Friday as well. I'll tell you about that. Back after this.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135.
Right, right,
and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, robertscottbell.com, the place to go. Sign up for email alerts or instant RSS feeds. You'll never miss a moment here. This is where we bring the power to heal back to you, unlike the rest of the media where they seem to take your power away from you. We're going to go to calls in just a moment. Linda, hang in there. I just wanted to get to that 1991 issue that occurred. Now, even prior to that, there was a guy by the name of Harris Coulter. He wrote a series of books, The Divided Legacy, the history, the medical history of America, all about the things that we were never taught growing up. And it's sensational what this man has written, an amazing man. In fact, I met him a couple of times in my lifetime. Once was the rededication in the year 2000 of the Hahnemann Memorial, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the only physician in Washington, D.C., honored with a memorial. No other physician. He's the homeopathic doctor, developed homeopathic medicine. Also met him because he was the translator for my graduation speech at university when Gorbachev, of all people, was the keynote speaker. He could speak fluent Russian. The guy was brilliant. But he wrote a book and a piece on vaccination, social violence, and criminality, The Medical Assault on the American Brain, Harris L. Coulter. And I've talked about this over the years many times, that the first assault, violence against children, as brutal and as horrific as what just happened in Connecticut is, the assault starts much earlier, and it starts from modern medicine by injecting these needles with metals, heavy metals, other, let's say, animal proteins, DNA, RNA, aborted fetal tissue, etc. It's horrible what's done. This is violence visited upon children. And he argued that this kind of medical insult and medical assault was something that would precipitate violence and behaviors that were tending toward violence in the coming generations. And did he see the future? What happened in 1991? This was well before they increased the vaccine schedule about fourfold in 91. And since that time, now we're talking about kids 21 and younger that have been fully visited upon by medical violence are now exhibiting violence. Certainly they're being torn asunder via the gastrointestinal destruction and neurological assault, the medical assault in the brains, the autism spectrum, the high-functioning Asperger's. Was this what caused the violence? Well, was it the medical drugs that were utilized to remove the inhibitors to violence? This is the question when we talk about that. The visiting of vaccination, social violence, and criminality, the medical assault on the American brain. I urge you to read it. I've got it linked up an article at robertscottbell.com. It will give you insight into this like nowhere else in media. Check it out. Now, to the phones, 800-259-5791. Very serious discussion here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have Linda holding on from Minnesota. Linda, thank you for your patience.
Pleasure to be here, Scott, except that I'm actually in Florida. I'm not sure where the Minnesota came from. I'm as far away from there as I could possibly be.
Well, I'm glad you're not in the frozen tundra up north, but welcome wherever you are. We're here at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida today with our special event, and it's like stepping back in time.
Right. Well, I wanted to call in what you just spoke about, regarding the vaccinations and the poisons that we're putting in our children from a very young age. This is something that I've known about for a long time. I hadn't made the connection with dates specifically, but it makes so much sense. And, you know, one of the things that happened after the news came out, and I made sure not to switch on the television until much later in the day. I did not want, I just couldn't handle watching those images.
Yes.
But my first thought was, you know, this was such a cry for help. It's a scream for help with these children, with these young adults. They're looking for attention. They're so caught up in their inner world, they have no idea how to express themselves. And sometimes the only way that they think they can get attention by anybody is by creating an incident that is bigger than anybody's created before. And there's got to be a way in our social system that we can start recognizing these kids at a much earlier age. But then, of course, you know, the social workers don't want to identify them because then it can be looked at as discrimination. The system is just so messed up. But we've really got to find a way to identify these people at a very early age.
When we talk about the vaccine violence and the resulting aberrations of mental function, the autism spectrum, we certainly can see that. It's very easy. It's not difficult to identify, but then these social workers are ill-equipped, ill-prepared, and loath to identify the real cause in terms of the damage, that be it vaccines, antibiotics, and medical drugs.
Exactly. And I think, you know, if you that I think is a major factor, but I think another major factor is that pretty much every child at some stage in their early childhood experiences trauma. And what might be a trauma for one child could be just, you know, a cakewalk for another one. But it's these things that get anchored into the unconscious mind, the feeling of not being enough, the feeling of not being loved. And then you exacerbate that with the poisons that they put into their systems.
Yes.
And you get these kids that they're desperate for help. Some of them know, some of them don't. I just came back from a 10-day event in Palm Springs. I work with Tony Robbins. We have a program called Date with Destiny. And to see what some of these kids have experienced, and the ones, whether they're, you know, whether it's Asperger's or ADHD or girls that have been abused by parents or family members, you know, all of this can be helped, and these kids can be helped if they're recognized and if they can be reported, because there's so much technology today that can assist these people to really reprogram and create new meanings for these events.
Well, and also, Linda, having to create new neural pathways, because these pathways have been so utterly destroyed by so much that has interfered with them.
Yes, that's exactly it. But those can be reprogrammed, but it's the additional effects of the poisons that are put into their systems, whether it's from vaccinations, whether it's from our genetically modified products, whether it's from, you know, pesticide sprays, everything. I mean, we are poisoning our next generation. And
Linda, you said that so well, and I love the fact that you mentioned L, vitamin L. Next hour, we're going to talk about that, love. Where's the love in all of this? As well as the detox pathways. We're going to cover things that are not covered anywhere else in media. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, my dear friend, investigative journalist, reporter, John Rappaport is scheduled to join us as well. And this is something that you must read. Simply go to robertscottbell.com and you'll read the things that are not uttered anywhere else in the media. In the meantime, until the news is over, we'll be back. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete